You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we have the privilege of visiting with, once again, Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designer of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge. Services include women, custom clothing, alterations, sewing instructional lessons, studio rental, wardrobe consultations, and fashion parties. Crystal, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to hear from you again, and thanks for joining us. So tell me, what are some of the services which CCJ Designers Lounge Sewing Lounge offers? And if you could tell the listeners that may have missed some of our earlier shows in the past.
Okay, CCJ Designers Lounge offers, our primary focus is women custom clothing, and we target the professional career woman who seek great fitting professional garments, one that are one of a kind or a reflection of their career and or their personality. We also do wardrobe consultations geared towards that professional woman. More like a startup, kind of get an idea of what direction to go towards when creating their professional look and how they want a part of their personality to be projected through their really overall goal and be presented. We do alteration of garments. We also do sewing workshops for basic sewing lessons for those who, you know, want to get a jump start on how to create garments. For our seamstress students. We also do fashion parties, and that's a lot of fun for any client of any age who would like to participate in creating a garment while learning how to sew.
Explain, what is a sewing lounge?
Basically, a sewing lounge is like a local coffee shop without the coffee. Seamstress students have the opportunity to come to our sewing lounge for sewing tips, suggestions, assistance with a garment or a sewing project they may have, maybe they may be stumped on how to do a particular sewing stitch. That's where they come in fellowship with other clients or seamstress students, and we all collaborate together in creativity and our ideas and our experiences and bring them all together to help each other out. They can use many of the professional equipment, sewing machines, steamers, and pressing tools that we have on hand. So it's not just coming for advice. If you don't have some of the professional tools or equipment to complete your project, the sewing lounge is a great place to come to for those things you may lack at home. We also have notions, meaning zippers, threads, or any item that is required to help project, we also have that on hand. So the client or that seamstress student can complete their project, may not understand how to finish that project. So that's another great way to come to the sewing lounge and sit down and really fellowship. And that's one of the services we offer on the first and third Wednesday of each month. We have DIY Wednesday, Do-It-Yourself Wednesday, where you come in and pretty much are just getting basic guidance on how to complete your project. And this way it comes out with a professional look or the look that the client seeks at the end.
Tell me, you've got a team following. How have you been able to keep them engaged in sewing and creating clothing?
Well, I had to get creative myself, and thanks to the interest and the liking of shows such as Fashion Star and Project Runway, I was able to give a lot of my past teen seamstress students fashion challenges, but with the rewards. When you give teens a sewing challenge with a prize, I noticed their creativity is heightened, and my ultimate goal is to bring out their creativity while making a garment. So I just gave them fashion challenges, and they're competing against one another, and that competitive, I guess, juice starts flowing in them, and they want to win. But at the same time, I teach them to also help one another. So this way they can get through it together. So when you have that competitive side, but also the camaraderie of helping out a fellow seamstress student, it just gets them going. It gets me. That's how I get them engaged. And of course, the prize or the reward is always the ultimate goal for each of them.
Today, we are joined by Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designer of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full-service sewing lounge here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I also noticed that you now have taken on a Go Green initiative. Tell us more about that.
Wow, the Go Green initiative is ultimately me maximizing the use of clothing before each and every client that I come across tosses them. Too many times I've seen great garments leave the closet after doing a wardrobe consult, leave the closet of clients that are actually in great condition. The biggest issue I noticed is that they lost their appeal for that garment. So my goal is to bring back that appeal. So I teamed up with a company called I Don't Know LLC where they restyle garments. And what I do is go in as a wardrobe consultant, purge the closet. We keep the items that the client really loved but lost the appeal. We take either the buttons or the lace or the trimming or even fabric from an older garment that may have lost its luster or has holes in it. We salvage items from an old garment and apply it to a already great garment, not necessarily new, already great garment, and give it the appeal so the customer falls back in love with their garment. So it's kind of not like not out with the old and in with the new. It's out with the old and just restyling the old or the current or present.
And lastly, how do you market yourself to keep your clients engaged, and where are you located as well?
We are located here in Ashburn, Virginia, and one of the things that I have noticed out of the demand of the client is keeping them engaged. Many times, I get that some clients don't want to be engaged in the creativity process, but I still keep them informed. But I find that when I keep the customer engaged, whether it's the choosing of the fabric, when it comes to having a one-of-a-kind custom garment made, or the design process, or giving them tips when it comes to after they leave a sewing workshop. We just don't send the client out there on their own. We keep engaged by asking questions. Do they still need assistance? What do they need help with? Giving them great tutorials or where to find to help making their sewing experience better. Or even after the fashion parties, following up to see if they want to continue to fellowship with their friends and engage. The key to this is keeping engaged with the client, keeping them informed that we are here for them, because if it wasn't for them, the client, we would not be the business that we are today. So keeping engaged with the client during the process and even after the process is so important to us.
I certainly would agree with that as well. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about CCJ Designers Lounge online?
Well, if you visit our website at www.ccjdesignerslounge.com, it's a full-service sewing lounge. You get to see all the services that we offer. Also, you can follow us on Pinterest, Instagram, and Facebook.
Excellent. Certainly got the bases covered there as well. How about in conclusion, can you give any beginner seamstress who wants to learn how to sew new garments on how to get started?
Absolutely. One of the, it's not necessarily a complaint, but I had to listen to my teenage market. Their belief is that sewing is for old people. Not necessarily true. If I had equipment like that or a sewing machine like that or iron like that, I would sew like this, like a professional would be a fashion designer. Not necessarily true. It's the patience and taking the time and learning the basics of sewing. You can buy inexpensive sewing tools and equipment as close as your local Walmart. Some of the sewing machines there are at great, inexpensive prices, as well as your pressing items. Don't go big. Just learn the basics of sewing before spending or engaging in high-priced sewing items. You can make some great garments off of the inexpensive sewing machine that you get down at your local Walmart or Target, as well as sewing pressing materials. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money to learn how to sew. Just learn the basics.
Crystal, certainly love the passion that you bring to your company and what you do and what you're all about, and I certainly appreciate you taking the time to be with us here once again on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me again. Third time's the charm.
Yeah, there you go. Certainly appreciate you, Crystal. We've been speaking with Crystal Jones, the owner and clothing designers of CCJ Designers Lounge, a full service sewing lounge located in the Washington, D.C. area. Services include women custom clothing, alterations, sewing instructional lessons, studio rental, wardrobe consultations, and fashion parties. And once again, the website of reference is CCJDesignersLounge.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.